Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this discussion today, this workshop called Redirecting Fleet Street, Media Regulation and the Role of Law. My name is Dennis Galligan, Professor of Sociolegal Studies here in Oxford and a trustee of the Foundation for Law, Justice and Society. I'll just say a word about the Foundation and its relationship to the university. Foundation for Law, Justice and Society was created 5 or 6 years ago. It's an independent institution but affiliated to the Center for Sociolegal Studies. The Center for Sociolegal Studies is a research institute in the university dedicated to the study of law in society, to the role of law in regulating and directing society. The Foundation has a particular interest in workshops of this kind, which really bring academic ideas together with practical issues, brings academics together with practitioners of various kinds, whether lawyers or politicians or administrators or business, whatever profession or calling is appropriate. And certainly it's an interesting to see the lineup of our panel today. I won't introduce each one of them, but we will go around and introduce ourselves just in a moment. So the plan of action for today is pretty simple. We have a very full day. Each session will last for 45 minutes. The speaker for each session will talk for 15 to 20 minutes. Then I'll ask for comments from the panelists, and after that we'll throw it open for discussion. So that will be the general course we shall follow during the day. We do break at various times, as you can see there on the program. And so I hope that everyone will feel very much involved and very much able to participate in the proceedings. That's the very idea of this format. So don't be put off by the postmodernist arrangement of the front desks. It's just very creative, and some of those angles might seem a little unusual at first, but you'll get used to them. So anyhow, without more ado from me, I'd like to very much welcome our panelists, and perhaps I could just go and ask each one if they would mind.